身是菩提树。
The body is
like a bodhi tree. 心如明镜台。The mind a mirror bright on a stand. 时时勤拂拭。Polish until it shines. 勿使尘埃。So that no dust can alight.
Okay, this poem actually is not bad, eh? But Sanxiu has not penetrated the awareness nature. He grasps at the mundane mind, and he developed the understanding of the cultivation to perfect this mundane mind, thinking that by constantly, yeah, polish until it shine, then there is no dust or defilement to stay there. And he thought that is enlightenment. But he was actually wrong. So when he wrote this poem, actually based on Theravada tradition, he is not wrong. He is right. But he didn't reach the point where he realized the cessation of form and mind to realize the true mind. That's why his poem can only reach there. And he take the mundane mind to be the true mind. That's why in his poem, he said, our body is like a bodhi tree. You know what is a bodhi tree or not? Yeah? What is a bodhi tree? Tree of enlightenment in there. The Buddha sat underneath and become enlightened. That's why they call it the bodhi tree. Bodhi is wisdom, enlightenment. So the reason why Sanxiu came to this is because he studied some of the basic Dhamma from the Theravada tradition that was passed down to the Mahayana tradition. You remember the four foundations of mindfulness? Mahayana also had the teaching, Si Nian Chu. So he know within this body, like the Buddha quote, within this phantom length body, along with the translation of the commentary say, along with thought and perception, but actually is along with mindfulness and perception. I proclaim the world, the cause of the arising of the world, the cessation of the world, and the path that leads to the cessation of the world. So the Buddha also expressed it in that term. He said, within this phantom length body, the four foundations of mindfulness are there. That's why you can realize the Four Noble Truths. You proclaim the world. The world is what? Suffering is. Then the cause of arising of the world means the existential world. The cause of arising of suffering within the existential world. Then he also proclaimed the cessation of the world, means suffering can end, and the path that leads to its cessation. So the first foundation of mindfulness is kaya nupassana. So within this physical body, we have our physical kaya. That's why you can use that to meditate, to develop kaya nupassana, the sixth category of practice. Starting with anapanasati, our breath is always with us. Then mindfulness of the four posture. Then mindfulness of sati sampajana, all action, all movement in the present moment. Then he moved to the mindfulness of the four elements, 32 parts, and the 9 stages of cemetery decomposition. Then within our phantom blank body also, there is what we have as sense basis arise feeling. So you can cultivate mindfulness of feeling, vedana nupassana, also inside here. Then there is thought process, mind state. We call it citta. So citta nupassana is mindfulness of the content of consciousness, mindfulness of citta. Then finally is dhamma nupassana, or mindfulness of dhamma. And all this category of dhamma, which the Buddha highlighted in the fourth foundation of mindfulness, the six category of practices. First is the five mental hindrance. They are also inside our form and mind. Second is the five aggregates of form and mind. Then the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases. They are also inside us. Yeah. Then after that, the seven factors of enlightenment, when you cultivate correctly, they also arise in us. Then finally is the Four Noble Truths, mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths when it's returning. So they are all Dhamma, which exists in the phantom length body. That's why Sun Tzu say, Sun Si Pu Ti Su, he say, our body is like a Bohi tree, understand? Because it can make you enlightened, give rise to wisdom. Then, Xing Zhu Ming Jing Tai, this is where he got it wrong. He said, the mind is a mirror bright, understand. Because that mundane mind, he take it to be the true mind. That's where he go wrong. So he thought, this mundane mind, I must polish it until it shine. That's why he said, Si Si Qing Fo Si. Means polish until it shine so that no dust can alight on the mundane mind. You ask yourself a very simple question. Is that enlightenment? If there is enlightenment, I don't want. Why? Ever mindful. Like that thing, no, cannot have dust, no. Enlightenment is wisdom, understand? You only develop the heedfulness to be ever mindful and constantly meditative when you are under training. After you have done the training, you're supposed to realize the true mind, understand? The problem with Sun Tzu is he didn't finish the last part. He was actually at the gate of enlightenment, but he doesn't know how to go in. But he thought that is the true mind. That is where the very slight wrong view can cause deviation. And he doesn't know how to silence everything and let it cease. He keep on guarding that mundane mind, understand? Like ever mindful, must not make mistake. Then he created defilement. You know what will happen when you do that? Means you arise a duality. You only want the what they call wholesome state. The non-wholesome or defiled state you reject. You create duality and you want to do away with duality. How can you do that? Because the world is the world. Condition like that, things we learn that. So when you create duality, then you want to perfect it, polish until it shines so that no dust can align. You are actually wasting your time, understand or not? In the first place, like the Buddha said, imas means sati idang hoti. When this arise, that arise. You create defilement means whatever that is not defilement is wholesomeness. So you cling on to wholesomeness. But the moment you create wholesomeness, defilement arises. Understand not? And these two, you cannot wipe it off because they are a pair. They are reality within existence. So don't create, the Buddha said, imas means sati idang hoti, it will be there. It must be asati. If this ceases, what you define as defiled or wholesome ceases. Idang nahoti. The other one also ceases. Means what? Transcend duality. Understand not? Don't create through your mundane mind. But this is what your mundane mind tells you. Right and wrong, good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome, defilement. So you keep on fighting against your own creation, which is mundane delusion. Understand or not? That's why he cannot penetrate. He stay there. Then, Man Yuan, read on. Then I will explain further.
The disciples saw this gatha on the wall. There was a great stir, but when Master Hong Ren saw it, he told them, Practice according to this gatha. You will not fall into the evil realms, and you will receive great benefits. Light incense and pay respect to this gatha. Recite it, and you will see your essential nature.
You see, the faith base here is so precise. Oh. You know why he say, practice according to this gatha, you will not fall into the evil realm. Why he say that? Who will not break the five precepts and fall into the evil realm? Ah, Sotapanna, the sainthood way. You follow the four foundation of mindfulness, you can have a glimpse later on and become at least a Sotapanna. That's why he say, you will receive great merits because you are cultivating the four foundation of mindfulness. So he said, light incense and pay respect to this gatha. Recite it and you will see your nature, essential nature. Means, since you haven't seen, understand or not? If you do it correctly, finally you will have a glimpse and you will see your own essential nature. Read on.
All the disciples praise and memorize the gatha. However, privately, Master Hong Ren Tong Sen Siu, you have arrived at the gate of enlightenment.
He has arrived at the gate of enlightenment. He doesn't know how to go in. Why? Well, he creates duality and attached to the mundane mind as the true mind. Or in another way to say, he cannot see the door. Cannot see the door. Don't know how to go in. Actually, there is no door. Your delusion gone. That's why I say only wisdom free. When that duality delusion is gone, when you don't hold on to the mundane mind, you just let things be, then you transcend duality and everything ceases. Don't create anasana. No more creation means no more mundane mind. When the mundane mind ceases to be, you will realize your true mind. That's what awareness meditation is all about. Don't try to create. Don't try to know. Don't try to do. Don't create through the sankhara movement, activity. Because these are dependent originating mind state. Mundane thinking, mundane thought process, mundane creation within the phenomenal world. This is not intrinsic within that nature. That nature got nothing. No word, nothing. Just that nature. Like the spiritual nature, the karmic nature. There is nothing. It's not a being. It cannot come out and live life. So stabilize your awareness and realize that so that you are not deluded. And then from there, everything that arises, you see very clearly. Hey, all these are dependent originating, conditioned arising mind state. Like the Buddha said, mind make ade. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. This is creation. Understand? No? The four circle formation. After the pure awareness nature, the mundane mind come about, the phenomenal world of consciousness come about, the whole creation arises. That's how you meditate to realize the enlightenment, the awakening. That's why here, Hong Ren, the fifth Pathya say, you have arrived at the gate of enlightenment, but what is that word? Haven't entered it. Understand? Joey also read already. So you haven't entered it means what? With this level of understanding, you still have no idea of what that supreme Bodhi mind is. Means that true mind, the pure awareness nature. Upon hearing my words, the fifth Pathya say, you should immediately recognize the original mind or the essential nature which is unborn and unceasing because it is the unconditioned. At all times, see it clearly in every thought with the mind free from all mental hindrance. At all times, no means you have this awareness nature within that is always with you, no? Especially after your mundane mind collapse, that nature is always with you, understand? That is the training, that is the cultivation. That's why the fifth Pathya, he already had gone through all those phases and realization. He said, in that one reality, everything becomes real. And all phenomena are just as they are, suchness. See? So beautiful. So now, can you all understand? Why look at me? Ask yourself. Rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu. Explain until like that already. Some more cannot understand. Like Shen Xiu. You know what happened to him? If I'm not wrong. He must have panicked. You know? Understand? When the teacher tell him, you are at the gate of enlightenment. You have not entered it. You know? Which means you have no idea what the Supreme Bohima is. You know? He panicked down there. You know? I am so near and yet so far. Huh? What is this? Then you know what happens? Hong Ren told him. Hong Ren asked Shen Xiu to compose another gatha that demonstrates true understanding. Shen Xiu tried. Hard, but couldn't come up with another verse. You know what happened? Panic until the restlessness, the worry, the anxiety, all that. Cannot think already. Because he used the thought, understand? He tried to understand through the thought. Sure, cannot get you. That's why pity him. So well practiced for so long. Mahayana, Hong Ren, chief disciple at that time, before Hui Neng arrived. And yet, he cannot penetrate. You say easy? It's not easy, is it? But you say difficult for people like the fifth patriarch Hong Ren and sixth patriarch Hui Neng. Not difficult, understand? But to them who have realized from the past, it's very easy. Like this line, when I read, I understand. That's why I can explain to you all.